You're listening to SBS News.
A scientist working with traditional owners in southeast Queensland is trying to restore the biodiversity and water quality of Moreton Bay by using recycled oyster shells. The shell waste from Australia's huge appetite for oysters is being recycled at the town of Ningi on the bay. They are cleaned and packaged into cages, then go back into the sea to restore reefs, a project combining traditional knowledge and modern science. A Joondaburri elder of the local traditional owners, Fred Palin, says the project has come to the right place.
Ningi is the Aboriginal name for oysters. The area is actually called Ningi, which means plenty of oysters or plenty of small oysters.
Oysters are also known as the kidneys of the coast. The shells are not for landfill, but to restore a long-lost marine environment. Fred Palin says he hopes they could dramatically improve the health of Australia's coastal waters one day.
This is the restoration of what we call our Indigenous heritage places, a marine ecosystem that sustained the Joondaburri and other tribes.
Oystering was once one of Queensland's most important colonial-era industries. Moreton Bay oysters fed Sydney, and shells dredged for lime built Brisbane in the late 1800s. Marine biologist Ben Diggles leads the community-driven reef restoration project in Palmerston Passage on Moreton Bay.
Well, we've built a large city in the catchment, so we're getting a large amount of nutrients poured in from sewage, and also during floods, large amount of sediment, and so that's very toxic for the environment.
Dr. Diggles says devastating floods after mass land clearing 120 years ago smothered Moreton Bay's exploited oyster reefs with mud, leading to habitat extinction.
So we've lost all of that filtration effect that they used to have. So their function in the ecosystem, as it once was, is now extinct. And I suppose today it's a shadow of its former self.
Steve Clark is a third generation local oysterer. He now shucks shells freighted in from Sydney, after the local oyster beds became unviable for the industry 20 years ago. Mr. Clark blames the water.
Just the water quality, basically. The water quality really lets us down.
The shucked shells are donated for reef restoration. Last year, oyster reefs using the recycled shells were sunk in Palmerston Passage to see if it was possible to re-establish them in coastal waters. After almost 12 months, there's some evidence they have. Once barren and silted, the area now has new life. An oyster can filter up to 100 litres of water a day. At a depth of 3 metres, the restored reef is teeming with fish. On shells brought to the surface, Ben Diggles says he finds baby oysters have started growing on the recycled shells.
So a number of different oyster spats on these shows that these reefs that we're putting down have that potential to be self-reproducing. So it's really great news.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.